This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Recently, American Airlines had to offer its pilots two times their normal salaries to lure them to work during the holidays. A glitch in the airline's computer system caused the problem. It accidentally gave all the pilots who asked for a vacation during Christmas week their vacation. But the scheduling snafu comes as a pilot shortage is starting to hit the industry. Now, smaller regional airlines are adding new incentives to get more pilots on board. Marketplace's Mariel Segura reports.
Zach Tussing is training to be a pilot, and sometimes he likes to fly to a spot along the Hudson River overlooking New York City. Sure, he says, it's a little scary hovering next to skyscrapers while suspended over water in a one-engine Cessna.
Other than that, it's really cool. Central Park is cool to see. You know, being right at the top of One World Trade Center is cool. You can see Yankee Stadium.
Tussing is 19, and we're sitting in one of those one-engine planes. He's about to take me on a flight around the airport in Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton Mercer County Airport Information Delta time.
I'm a little nervous, but Tussing has been at this since he was a toddler.
My dad would hook up, I think it was Microsoft Flight Simulator 1995 on the computer, and I would just try to get the plane on the ground somewhere without crashing.
When he took his first actual flying lesson at 13, the outlook for pilots wasn't great. It was 2011, and there'd been a decade of turmoil in the airline industry after 9/11 and the recession. Entry-level pilot salaries were about $22,000 a year. Wendy Beckman, who runs the aerospace department at Middle Tennessee State University, says training could cost almost five times that.
You heard stories of people on food stamps and, you know, living at home and sleeping in crew lounges.
Tussing didn't want to give up on being a pilot. In fall 2016, he enrolled in college at Penn State Abington with plans to get his pilot's license after graduation. But there was a shift happening in the airline industry. There's a mandatory retirement age for pilots, 65. Gregory John runs Infinity Flight Group, Tussing's flight training school. He says that time has come for a lot of them.
It's estimated in the next 10 years, half of all pilots will be retiring from the major airlines.
The big airlines like American and United have hired more than 4,000 pilots this year, eight times as many as they did just 5 years ago, according to the aviation advisory firm FAPA. A lot of those pilots come from smaller regional airlines. Now they're left with a pilot shortage. Last year, 35% of available pilot jobs at those airlines went unfilled, so they've had to up their game. They've more than doubled the starting pay to $50,000 a year on average.
They'll help pay for some of your flight training. They'll guarantee you a job.
So in January, Zach Tussing dropped out of Penn State to train as a pilot full-time. He's flown about 200 hours so far. He needs 1,500 to get hired at an airline. And he says it'll probably cost him $80,000 all told. But he sees a real future as a pilot. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.